Can you hear me? Great. Oh, good. So we're just a couple minutes early. I'm just kind of beginning to ground into body. Just a little bit of shifting of the weight from this side and that, feeling the shift, the firmness of this foot and that foot. Oh, looks good. Just feeling into your body just as it is today. So we'll move from just how it is today. Yeah, welcome everyone. Seem like we did yesterday where we rotated around, feeling into the toes, the side of the foot, going this way or that, back into the heels and the side of the foot. Just feeling into that. I thought I'd reflect some about during this sequence that many of you know, Shibashi, 18 movements. I studied this with Franz Moschel. The first time I ever practiced with him was in 2001. It took me a long time. Some people have like that linguistic skill and they can learn a sequence pretty easily. Me a long time to learn a sequence. So it's good to have some good cues around if depending on your linguistic skills. Let's reverse that direction and reflect on some of the things we did yesterday. So just being sensitive to our palm in each hand, maybe just rubbing it gently. Just becoming sensitive to the palms of the feet as we rotate around. The firmness, so firmness of earth quality, inside and out. So we've been exploring the inside and out, so just to be open to exploring it just as it is. And the water quality, we'll reflect on that some. Large part of our this physicality is water. And the air quality, the breath, lightness, the weight, the earth quality coming down. And then the quality of fire, places where there's more heat. In other places where there's a sense of coolness. I just might be interested and curious about that kind of sensibility while we do our Qigong. I might point it out here and there. So let's start with our hands, just a little bit of warm up. I'll get in close, so we'll twirl the hands up. All the way up, and then you can reverse that twirl and twirl back down so that there's this relationship from the wrist. Yeah, beautiful. So twirling up and twirling back down. And let's do it once again with ease in the knees, relaxing the shoulders as we rise up and releasing back down. As we come down, we'll Let the hands like sparkle like fireworks, extending out through the fingers. Trousers up, and then sparkle them back down. So they kind of come in with the thumb and sparkle out. Burst. Lovely. Feeling into. And as we go along, making sure you find the natural, what's right for your body today. So it could be ever so gentle or more vigor, just being mindful of what's appropriate. And then we shake them just a little. Let them release. And be still for a moment. Feel the full body and the hands just as they are. Mind, body. And then we'll come to our hands and put the baby finger out. Some of you have done this with me. So we're going to do it, I think, 18 times. One, two, just the baby finger. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Oops. One, 22, 23, 24. We'll stop there. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's let the hands rub as we did yesterday. And relax the shoulders. Notice if we create tension while we rub and set our glasses aside. You get a little heat going there, and then we'll go up and let them. The cups of the hands cover the eyes, breathing with ease, reflecting that ease in the knees and the belly, the shoulders, and then letting the fingers open and begin to massage the face, wipe the face down. Just feeling it as it is. Gentle. And then it's really lovely to rub the ears between the first two fingers. Oh, wonderful. I have earphones on, so I'm not going to do that for too long. But it's a wonderful kind of, I won't go into details, but yeah. We'll pitter patter across the face, the back of the head, pitter patter like raindrops. Let's go around and do that again. And then back to the neck, just rubbing the neck, rubbing into the neck, and down across the shoulders, feeling into the shoulders ever so gently or with more rigor. And we'll release that. Come down. Let's bring our hands to the hips. Now rotate around with that ease in the knees, the firm ground this way. And then we'll reverse that direction. And you can make that direction more full if that feels fitting, or it can be ever so subtle. We'll release and rotate around. So finding the natural lift in your arm and range of motion. We'll just do this four times. Three, feeling into four, and reverse that direction. And we'll go to the other side. reverse. Extending away from the shoulder. So there's feeling into a kind of space. And we'll open our elbows. So in so doing, we open the chest, two, and then open the arms, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, and we'll do once again, two, three, four, and release. And we'll, I'm taking my shoes off, but we'll go and do that movement with the heel, the knee, and the hip. So we take the toe, and it grounds right back near the heel, the opposite foot, or slightly behind it, and we rotate outwardly, dropping the heel, lifting the heel, feeling into the ankle, the knee, and the hip, and a kind of mystery of like, one more time, and we'll drop that heel and go the other way. Just see how the body knows, has a sense of where to go, how to direct energy, exploring and feeling into, and we'll shift to the other side, dropping that toe down and grounding the toe, so all the other movement comes from a stability of that contact, that firm, mysterious contact of firmness. In words, it's toe to earth. The earth of toe to the earth of earth, energetic field, and we'll shift that direction. And then we'll shake it out and just release. And one more to each side. Beautiful. We'll do some shaking because it's fun. So as we stand still, 2 feet rooted, about hip width apart, and just a little tiny shake with interest, feeling into the body with that up and down. You can bring as much energy as we did yesterday or not. It's soft. Bring more energy, you might lift the heels a bit and the shoulders. Shake it out. And then right into it. Close your eyes, you can sometimes discover just where the shape really is calling. And we'll start to settle that down, so release that shape in a gentle way. And we'll pause, release it out, pause and feel into, ease in the knees, rooted feet to the ground. And then we'll rise up and release toward the earth with a big exhale, inhaling up, and we'll let it go. Just releasing what's ready to be released. And a couple more times. More things from the hip. We'll take a step forward and extend the back hip forward. So, and then beginning to lift the chest and the head and grounding the heel in the back, getting stretch across the front of the hip, extending up through the top of the head, relaxing and breathing. Rigor, just feeling into, and we'll lift the heel, turn around and shift and go to the other side. So it really doesn't matter how large that step or stride is, just finding so that there's an opening here, lifting through the heart and the top of the head, just feeling into. Beautiful. Lovely. Do you ever have a favorite stretch? This is one of my favorite stretches. So I'll show it to you and we'll do it ever so gently. You can even do this on a stool or a chair, sitting. I broke my ankle about 4 years ago and I still did this stretch, sitting in a stool. So in this one, we bend the knee, the back knee, and extend toward the opposite ankle. Just extending and feeling. So I'm going to move it this way so you can kind of see that I'm bending the knee and extending toward the ankle, feeling into the extended leg. Beautiful. Standing up, and we'll shift to the other side. So this knee bends and the front leg straightens and we extend gently. So when I say straighten, it's not locking the knee, it's grounding through the heel, extending into that leg so we don't overextend. So for some of us, it might be just right here. For others who are maybe quite young, extend a long way. Turn and shift and go the other way. So just feeling into, explore that stretch. I love it. Okay. A few more things. We'll bring up a little more energy by swinging arms as we did, rounding through the feet. Can be ever so gentle, this swing. I have a coworker who had a real concussion, and so she's able to swing arms, but just a little bit, you know, just a little bit, not too much to shake it up. But for some of us, it can bring up more energy. This is a lovely to do when our energy gets low, like in the day when it's really sinks. Standing and swinging arms. So the arms are straightforward when they swing forward. And it's finding a kind of ease so that there's little, if any, effort. Lovely. Release, begin to settle. We'll gather the 10,000 things. So, whatever is mysterious, expressing out appreciation, exchange of energy with the seeming expressions. Sharing in one nature. Okay, lovely. We'll gather. This time we'll gather with our hands a little further away from the body. Relaxing the shoulders and the elbows. Inhaling up and releasing down. The seeming body, the energetic field of the body. We'll come and pause and feel the body just as it is, standing or sitting. And I spoke about the kind of feeling that airy quality between the arms and the torso, from the heels, the palms of the feet, through the crown of the head, lifting up. The lower spine just drops down as the knees release. There's ease in the knees. And we have the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful beach, soft belly. Hands aside, shoes aside. Okay, so we'll begin going through the 18 movements of Shibashi. And again, reminding the elbows release toward the earth, as do the shoulders, rising up. Just below the shoulder height and releasing back down. Inhaling up. Letting the eyes be open, soft, seeing just what I see. Seeing. Waving hands by the lake. This time we'll lift up and expand, the elbows relax, opening the chest on top of the mountain. Inhaling up and just letting the breath be as it is. At times you might want to synchronize the breath with the movement. But if there's any, it's better to just let it flow if there's kind of no struggle. We don't want that. We want to attend to the first instruction, which is to relax. Opening the heart to what is. Yeah, relaxing. Now we're going to shift the weight to the plank side, and the arm rises up and we gaze down into the palm of the lower hand, and the hands are in a conversation. They rise up and we shift the weight to the opposite side and we gaze down into the palm, lifting up, shifting the weight. You feel the opening of the body all along as the hand rises up And the release on the opposite side, softening. Swinging the rainbow. So notice where there might be heat in the body now that we've been moving for a while, the fire. Where there's coolness. Swinging the rainbow held right between the palms. We'll rise up and release down, and the knees are going to bend. We go down and we scoop and rise up and part all the clouds. Scooping, rising up, and parting the clouds. So there's no, perfect depth or height. It's finding what's just right now in this moment. Clearing away the clouds of the mind. And release down. Relaxing the shoulders, the hands rise up. Okay, so we're going to turn the scarf hand up to the sky, and the other hand sweeps back and scoops around what I call a spud ball, just about that size, and presses forward. And the other hand scoops and presses forward, so I'll come and do it from here. So the hands rise up. We shift the weight away from the hand that scoops back. There we go. And the palms, they're in conversation. It's so delicate as silk. Floating silk in the air. So the light airiness. Is the air in or out? Feel the shifting of the weight as you extend. The firmness of the ground. And then the firmness shifts. Lovely. We come back and we'll begin to let the hands extend back and find their natural way, rising up. And we're going to row across the big lake. Inhaling up. Soft eyes. Eyes seeing just what is seeing. So that it's soft and gentle seeing. Seeing, rowing across the ocean of samsara, the ocean of suffering, and Sometimes that's how Franz would call this particular one. And he's like, the question is, how do we row across this ocean? Inhaling up. Sometimes, you know, I tend to do the Qigong slowly, so we feel all along the way. Nowhere to go, no rush here. Rising up, inhaling up and releasing down. One more time across this lake, this ocean, and release the arms down. From the plant side, we'll reach back. See if I can get this. Yeah, there we go. Okay. We want to go across this way. So we're going to raise the sun and release it down, shift the weight, and raise the sun. It sweeps from the back of the hip. That's what I was trying to kind of start with. That sweep rising up and sinking back down, gazing over the palm. A soft seeing. Right up through the crown of the head, from the heel, the toes. Raising the sun. The hands will come back together and turn and rise up on the scarf side and gaze at the moon, releasing down gently and rising up. And turn and gaze. So again, the palms are in a conversation. Of ease. Finding a natural way. Moon rising up, shifting of the weight. Gentle twist in the torso. And we'll release down. Bring our hands here. Soft, soft fists. With the plant hand, we extend it forward, ease in the knees, and the thumb points down, and the fingers twirl around and take hold and pull in. Inhaling, and then exhaling, extending forward. Inhaling. From the earth, exhaling and then inhaling back in. There we go. The wind rustles lotus leaves. The thumb faces down. And the fingers come back in ever so softly. Once again. Okay, we're going to shift to the plant foot and gaze into the hand of the scarf hand. We shift the weight and the hand drops away, and a new hand, a new palm to gaze into. So the eyes to the palm, and a new one arises, shifting, relaxing the shoulder and the elbow. And the shifting of the weight. And the hand just releases all what's not needed. Waving hands like clouds. Relax is the second instruction. And once again, to each side. Wave hands like clouds and just release. We're going to step forward on the plant side. And so we just take a gentle step forward. As we step forward, we scoop down. As we scoop, it's just very cold water. We rise up on an inhale. The water's dripping. And there, oh my gosh, is a totally clear sky. We step back and we step forward again. Scoop the ocean. And the toe rises as the hands rise and the eyes gaze. And the water drips as the hands release down. Scooping. Dripping and rising and stepping back. Feel the opening of the back of the body, opening in the front of the body. Exhaling down, inhaling up, the shifting of the weight. And everything's releasing down, stepping and scooping the ocean. Oh, and there's the sky, clear. And we'll step forward, scoop. It's fun to do at a water's edge with bare feet. And we'll step forward to the opposite side, and we're going to push the waves on an exhale with the palms. And the back heel rises, and then the toe rises in the front. And there's just this beautiful flow of water quality. Exhaling and inhaling, pushing out the waves. We'll step back and go to the other side, pushing the waves. Yeah, the back heel rises and the front toe rises. So there's this beautiful washing. And once again, we'll go to the other side. This time, the heel stays rooted in the back. And the hands are right at the chest. The palms are open like feathers. We extend forward with an inhale and coming back in. The toe rises and that back heel stays rooted. The flying dove spreads its wings. Feeling into, we'll step back and go to the other side. Inhaling and exhaling. We'll come back. Have a soft fist again. We'll just rise up and extend and receive back. And the rising of the dragon. Exhaling and inhaling, releasing back from the sea. The dragon emerges from the sea. We're good soon. Yeah. Once again to each side. Ever so soft, that fist. And release down. And one more. Let's just fly like an eagle. Just feel that softness. A couple wing. We didn't quite get through all the movements, but that's just fine. We'll rise up to the forehead and let the energy calm, calming the chi, gathering the fragrance of the earth, calming. And right hand first, or left, or first, or neutral. The left hand comes up. And then the right as a fist. They come apart. And they meet. Thank you for coming to Qigong today. Yeah.